Welcome to our first online service. I'm really excited to be here. I know you're in your homes, you're relaxing, you're watching it, and just need you to be ready to be touched by God. There are times where we'd love to be together in an environment of, in a church service, but at this present time, that can't happen. But the presence of God is real to us right now where we are, whether we're in a public meeting or whether we're at home. I am believing that in this season, full of challenges, full of things that we have to do differently, in prayer about my personal life, our church life is this. I don't believe it's a period that we need to survive, but I believe we're in a period to thrive. We don't get a choice about the season we're in, but we do get a choice about how we walk through this season. I was just listening to the word that Pastor Bed had for us as a church, and when he said something resonated personally within my spirit, but it was brought home to me yesterday while talking to somebody. He said, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they went into the desert, they didn't have a choice whether to go through the desert. But what they did is they had a choice of how long they were going to stay in the desert. And the word that the Lord's placed upon my heart for the season that we're in is we're not going to survive, but we are going to thrive. Even yesterday, I was witnessing to somebody that I've been trying to get to church with, but because of their work environment, Sundays are totally off the calendar. But when I told him about that we're having church online, automatically, his eyes lit up and he goes, hey, I can jump online. What was interesting, two of his other co-workers were there and all of them said, wow, we want to come and watch what you do online. So there are amazing opportunities. And look, I know that there is so much chatter around, it's the fear this, fear this, fear this. And we're almost living in this thing, oh, what will happen, what will happen? I'm here to tell you that as a person, you will thrive. As a faith community, Faith Life Church, we are going to thrive. And it's not just going to happen by we just go, well, see what happens. Is we're intentionally going to do and act and believe for us to thrive. God wants you to thrive. He wants your family to thrive. He wants your finances to thrive. So it's a season of thriving. So I need you, as a senior pastor, I need you to rest in God. I know there's a lot of chatter going around. There's a lot of chatter. Every news article is panic, panic, panic. But with God, there is no panic. This hasn't taken God by surprise. First thing I need you to rest in is this. This coronavirus is not an act of God. So it is not, you've done something wrong, so now you're being punished. If we're thinking like that, then we're going to be so self-conscious. We are going through a season, but we can thrive in the season because God has already made provision for us. So I want you to put yourself in a position to receive. So in a position to thrive, when you're in panic, you don't know what to do. You're going here, you're going here. But to thrive, you put yourself in a season. Right now, let this drop into your spirit. I'm in the right place. I'm positioned right. God has positioned me. God has positioned us as a church for this to happen. So when I look through the things that we are doing, we are positioned to thrive. We might not be in the same environment that we were in, but we're in a position of thriving. I want to read you out of Romans 10, verses 5, says this. Moses wrote long ago about the need to obey every part of the law in order to be declared right before God. First thing is, under the old system, you had to do things so that you can be prepared to receive. So in the first five books of the Bible, we've been taught is called the law. And what Moses was saying, if you do everything that the law says, you become positioned right so that you can receive the fullness of God. So part of understanding where you are right now, you're not working to be right with God. So part of the panic is, am I right with God? And we start to look at ourselves, judge everything, says, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? We spend a lot of our energy, and I've even noticed with talking about worship with people, is in their mentality. They think, wow, if I worship, then I position myself to receive. If I do this, I position myself to receive. But the Word of God is absolutely opposite to that. We start with a position of being right. The one who obeys these things must always live by them. So to be positioned, Moses was saying, you keep doing things, you get positioned. To stay positioned, you still got to keep doing these things. But Paul says, because of Jesus Christ, but we receive faith righteousness that speaks entirely different. He says, don't for a moment think that you need to climb into the heavens to find the Messiah and bring him down, or descend into the underworld to bring him up from the dead. But faith righteousness we receive speaks to us in other words. God's living message is very close as your heart beating in your chest and as the tongue that is in your mouth. So what Moses is saying, he goes, when you do these things, children of Israel, you position yourself right. The word position means that you are in a position not to just to listen, but also to receive. So Moses comes up and he says, this is good. But Jesus comes up and he says, he talks this thing about not self-righteousness, but God's righteousness or faith righteousness. Now, faith speaks. Faith righteousness speaks. So now going through the desert is, what are we speaking? What are we speaking? So number one is your position to be blessed by God. Your position to be protected by God. You're in a position to thrive in God. Your position to be protected by God. You know, as we shared last week in church, praying Psalm 91 over us, over our family, and over our church. It is the positionally thinking. So the way you stop the chatter of fear is by speaking the truth. And here's Paul saying, is that before you were working hard to be positioned, but now because of the cross of Jesus, you are positioned absolutely, solidly, foundationally, so that you can receive. That means your family can receive, your business can receive, your finances can receive. So everything that we are now doing is, we got to do it from a position that, hey, this is good. I'm not in a bad position. Yes, things around me might not be in the right position, but everything can change. As you recall, we talked about the difference between truth and fact. Now, facts can be changed, truth can't. So when you look at the environment that we are in, what can change? We've seen with the coronavirus is that in some countries it's peaked and it's on its way down. So even though the system that we are in believes that everything can be changed. Now, because you're a child and a daughter of the King, you are now positioned to change facts by the truth. And here's Paul telling us that we are positioned not because of what we do, not because of the things we do, but we are positioned because of Jesus. It's called faith righteousness. That means I believe I am in the right place at the right time so that I can thrive. I can thrive for myself. I can thrive for my family. I can thrive for my church. I can thrive for my community. I can thrive for my employer and employees. So it is a time that, so part of me, I'm looking at everything and there's a fear factor, but there's that other part of me that starts to speak. The Bible says that faith speaks. Faith righteousness speaks. Number one, the first thing that faith righteousness speaks to you is about how much Jesus loves you. See, faith righteousness comes up and says, I know that he loves me. I know that he cares. There are times where we need to tell Jesus how much we love him. But I tell you something that's even more powerful is actually telling God how much he loves us. Going, hey Jesus, he loves me. Woke up this morning, he loves me. He cares for me. So that means the first thing I'm not trying to do, I'm not trying to get God to like me. I'm not trying to get God to love me. I'm not trying to get his attention. So if I put myself first, that God, I love you, God, I love you, part of that is I'm getting God's attention. I want to let him know that, hey, I love him. But before that is this. My faith starts to speak. Jesus loves me. He is all about me. His heart is beating. I've been taught, his heartbeat is for me. His heartbeat is for me. So the first thing about faith righteousness is he loves me. Second part about faith righteousness is this, is that any hindrances to my standing were dealt by the cross of Jesus Christ, which is absolutely phenomenal. So part of faith righteousness, the chatter that fights it is that, but you're not doing enough. You should have prayed enough. See, if you're feeling like this, or the reason things aren't going well, or the reason I might have symptoms, the reason I might, that I've done something wrong, it's not about that. Faith righteousness says this, that it's not what I do that positions me. It is what he has done that positions me. So number one, I go, hey, he loves me. Jesus loves me. Second is that all of my inadequacies are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. All of my inadequacies says, well, you shouldn't be here. You haven't done enough. You haven't done enough. God says, stop it. Just stop and go, I am positioned because of what he's done, not for what I've done. So when I position myself, I can then help others. So when I'm witnessing to people, when they're coming up to me and saying, Ted, I've got this fear, I've got this, I'm going, okay, first of all, if you get positioned right, you can hear right. So what happens within this is when I know that God loves me, I know that God is for me, I know that God's not angry with me, then I get positioned to hear right. So when I hear, when you start to fear, what happens? What if I get sick? What if I lose my job? What if? It's not about what if, it what has happened. So God comes up to you, your father, your loving father, is speaking to you right now. And he's going, I want you to see yourself that you're positioned to receive. Second, you are now positioned to receive because of what I've done. See, when I accept that he has done this for me, then I get to hear. So what the way faith speaks, see, faith hears what is in heaven and then speaks it out on the earth. So what happens is the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if I am positioned well, then I can hear well. Now, when I'm positioned well, then I go, well, God has positioned me because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of his sacrificial death for me, he has now positioned me. Now that I am in a position of righteousness, faith righteousness, I can now hear faith. I can now hear things like this. The blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful than any sickness. I can now hear that his love for me is never ending. I want to read to you another psalm. Is when you are seated right, you can hear right, and then you do something amazing. Then the words that come out of your mouth. Listen to Psalm 118, verse 17. And to me, what this is amazing is this. It starts off like this. I will not die. What's really interesting is Psalm 119, you can hear this is faith righteousness. The person writing it comes up and he says, I'm not saying, God, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want something. He comes up and he says this. I will not die. Now, the word die, you can put it this way. I will not decrease. I will not suffer loss. I will not live without. So the psalmist comes up here. He's not praying for the protection of God. He's declaring it. That's what we were talking about, Psalm 91, where he says, now, come on, start to declare. This is what will happen. So here we are. When you hear right, you get to speak right. So here's a psalmist saying, I will not die, but I will declare. Your total transformation. The Young's translation says it like this, say, I do not die, but live and recount the works of God. So what he's saying is this, is that when you hear, see, when you're seated right, you know what you're going to hear? You're going to go hear like this. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. God is protecting me. I will not decrease, but I will increase. My body will not decrease in energy, but it will increase in energy. My immune system will not go down, it will go up. So start to declare. So faith righteousness says this. Now, I'm going to start to declare. Yes, we are in a season. The government is telling us it could take 6 months. There's a lot of things that are happening. So what I need you to do, what I'm encouraging you to do, is to stand up and go, hey, God loves me. I am seated by the love of God. I am seated by the mercy of God. I'm seated by the grace of God. And now when you learn to relax, then you can start to hear. So I just want to encourage you right now, right at this time, is I want you to now rest in the love of God. It's just we're now coming to a place where I really want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. By this, I want to show you how you can pray for others and how you can pray for yourself. So the first thing is we accept that we are absolutely right with God. Now, some of you might be listening to this for the first time. Some of you might have just come across and you're listening. And your question is, but Ted, you don't realize is that I'm not right with God. I don't go to church. I don't do anything. I just happen to come across here. I'm here to tell you the way you get positioned right is not by doing, is by receiving. First of all, I want to let you know that Jesus really loves you, that he died for you. The Father, the God the Father, the God of Creator, loved you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. And this is how you do it. It is, you're not going, well, how do I bring God down from heaven? Or how do I raise him up? No, it's like this. Father, I'm a sinner. I come to you in Jesus' name. I ask you to forgive me and make me righteous. And if you believe in your heart and you speak it, wow. God's going to do something for you. And if you're already a believer, I'm talking to my church, Faith Life Church, and to others that are listening as well, is that when you know you're right with God, settle the issue right now. Settle the issue is that you are saved. And because you are saved, you are positionally righteous to receive. So now, I want you to relax with everything you have, and you go, wow, I am solidly, foundationally secure. I am seated with Christ. So now I'm in a position to ask for the promises to be declared into my life. So I want to encourage you right now is start to receive. Start to declare, I will not die, but I will declare the goodness of God. I will not decrease, I will increase. I will not get sick, but I will stay healthy. My finances are not going to decrease, but they are going to increase. My whole life, for me, my family, and my community. It is a time that we start to declare. Yes, we're walking through the desert at the moment. Yes, we've got all of the panic around us, but right in the midst of it, I am positioned to declare. As we mentioned before, we didn't get a choice whether this epidemic was going to come. But what we do have is we can respond to it, not with fear, but with the God-given promises of God and the cross of Jesus Christ. So just right now, I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you to get connected into small groups. I want to encourage you to take this message to anybody that needs it. Just want to encourage everybody just to move into the security and the safe place of Jesus Christ. And if you're watching now and you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your Savior, we're going to pray in a moment. And then we're also going to do that. So let's just pray. If you don't know Jesus, just repeat these words after me. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I want to thank you that Jesus died for all of my sin, all of my sicknesses, all of my fears. I now ask him to forgive me of all of my sins, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. I am in the right place now. And all those that are Christians, if you're there with your families, it's time now to pray. We're going to pray the blessing of God over your life. So Father, right now, I just want to pray for all those that are listening, for the Faith Life family. Father, I want to just thank you. And I put a blessing of God upon your life. I put a blessing of God on your family, over your businesses. Father, I just pray as we go into next week that you would protect us, Father, from every disease. Father, that you would protect us from any panic attacks, fear attacks, health scares. Father, just circle us around with your love. Father, I put a blessing upon us. Father, I put a blessing upon every life group leader, upon every leader in the church, that Father, you would give us the wisdom to do this. And Father, I just pray that as we are walking through this, that we will thrive in Jesus' name. Just a last word, and I'll close on this now. In Psalm 23, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I want you to notice this, is that we're not camping in the desert. We're going through it. So when you're going through it, just to declare what God has said. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you. This will happen every Sunday. We're also looking at putting up some more posts during the week for you to stay encouraged and be uplifted. So have a great week and declare the glory of God over yourself, over your family, over the church, over everybody you know. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you soon.